This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We are live here at Cafe Laurel in Killingworth as we do Darting Across Connecticut. Eric Couture, is that the right way to say it?
Close enough.
How do you say it?
I pronounce it Couture.
Couture.
It's French-Canadian, so, you know, you can mangle it all you want.
First selectman here in Killingworth. We've had a lovely day. I mean, this is so fun for us to go into these communities and learn about them. And I'm curious, how long have you been doing this job?
I started in November 23. So,
and you're a pretty young guy. Like, why get into town politics?
Well, I grew up here. So, you know, you give back. You know, the town has a very strong sense of giving back to the community. Volunteerism is a big part of, you know, getting involved. One of my coaches in baseball actually was a former selectman. And at
Haddam Killingworth High School?
I didn't play baseball for Haddam Killingworth. This was Little League. So,
okay, gotcha.
I decided that it was easier to run everywhere. Growing up in a rural community, it's the only way to get around sometimes if you don't have a license.
That's funny.
But, yeah, you know, growing up, people are telling you, you know, give back. You see all the people who are involved in town, you know, whether it's Garden Club or, you know, Parmalee Farm nowadays, yeah. But
or all things Killingworth,
yes.
Do you do a town meeting and stuff, or like how does the town government work?
So we are Board of Selectmen town meeting, so okay. Town meeting's legislative body. So really, anybody who owns property in Killingworth is allowed to come to a town meeting.
So you still do it.
Still
do it.
Okay. We actually have our next town meeting on May 19th to talk about the budget.
Yeah, so I mean, I want to... is that the biggest issue in town? Because like, you go everywhere. Like, so the state's worried about how much money the federal government's going to send, and then I guess the municipalities are worried about money from both. I don't know. Like, tell me what the challenges are.
So budget is a challenge. We don't have a huge commercial tax base. We are in one of the only shops that we have in town. So most of the tax base is residential. And so, you know, you have to be careful about how you tax people. We are very good in our Board of Finance. And, you know, a lot of our local politics isn't really that contentious, actually. So we've kind of... dampened that enthusiasm, shall we say, that has infected a lot of the politics.
In the towns, like the older people don't want to pay for the schools and then all and that kind of stuff.
That is absolutely the same. So the school budget referendum went down this Tuesday. So the Board of Education, because we're a regional school district, is going to have to come back and do that.
So they voted it down.
Yes. And it was about 55% voted against it in Killingworth, about 62% in Haddam. But... generally speaking, the town budget isn't really that contentious.
Got it.
It's really the school budget that's the most contentious, and it's for the reason that you said. We're an aging community, and a lot of
people... But even in an aging, when I was growing up in the 70s, it's like, that's how it is. If you got kids, you're screaming like crazy to increase the budget for school, and if your kids are grown, forget about it.
So my family moved to Killingworth in 93, and I was 4 at the time. I couldn't vote, but... the school budget went to referendum 12 times.
Twelve times.
Yes, we held the record in the state. I think Avon was the is the town that has most recently broken that record. But yeah, it we have the same challenges in that respect that all towns have. Everybody wants to use their money the best way possible.
Right. Is there, like, you approached a lot, I mean, it's been a short time you're here, for more commercial type stuff, because for property conversions or what have you, because, you know, obviously there's a lot of open space here,
yep.
But we're talking to people this morning, that's why they're here, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, the question I always seem to ask in towns like this is, how do you balance growth with preservation of character? But, you know, are you giving in to any of the growth? Potential possibilities or whatever?
You know, I think it's something that we have to consider. And the flip to that is, when you consider it, you have to make sure that you're keeping what makes a town special. You know, Killingworth is the open space. We have all this open space. We want to keep that. But how do you support it? And how do you do that in a way that fits in with what the town looks like? So, you know, I joke that, you know, we're not going to look to bring in a Walmart. But if we have, like, a couple more tiny shops, like Cafe Laurel that we're in right now, that helps take the edge off some of the property taxes that people might pay.
Yeah.
And it's about striking that balance. And I'm still working my way through it. A lot of that planning and zoning stuff is in the proper realm of planning and zoning, but I try to make my voice heard about we have to think about the future.
Yeah. What else? I mean, again, like, so you're sort of growing into this role, you're learning as you go. You know, we talk about the budget side of it. You talked about, you know, growth versus sort of community preservation of the things that make it special here in Killingworth. What else about the town that, you know, people who don't know or haven't been, like, what can you tell us? I mean, you've been here since you were four. You spent most of your life here.
Yeah.
What about this place makes it special for you?
It really does come, you know, a lot of people move here for the open space. My family was kind of the same way. My dad grew up in Meriden, but...
it's a totally different vibe.
Oh, it's a totally different vibe from Meriden. He grew up on Broad Street. He moved to this tiny little town that, when we moved in, didn't have a stoplight. And they installed it 6 months after he moved in. We joke because he kept blowing through the stop signs. That aspect of town is great. The fact that, you know, you can see your neighbor, you can know your neighbor, you can know a good chunk of the town population. That is what makes things special. And you want to preserve that as much as possible. And I enjoy it here. I went to school up in Rochester. The lights, the busyness, that's not for me. And Killingworth is kind of the pace that I enjoy. And it does take an adjustment period. You know, we did have that group of people moving from New York City who... came here or anywhere.
Like in the pandemic, you mean?
During the pandemic. And
you did see an influx.
We did see a bit of an influx. My mom was a real estate agent during that time. She saw a lot of houses that were being flipped. And then a year or two later, you'd see a couple of people who moved out. So a lot of people adjusted as well, though. You know, I had the same conversation with the first selectman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Kent, like, they have the same issue of
people. You said Kent?
Kent.
Yeah.
Kent.
Well, and they've had problems with New York and New Jersey plates for years.
Oh, yeah. We're not quite the vacation destination.
Country home.
Yeah, we're not the country manor.
But I that's interesting because I hadn't thought about a place like this even getting impacted by that, because we know there was a huge migration into Connecticut from New York and New Jersey.
Well, we're not that far from Essex and Deep River, which, you know, you right on the river, you see a lot of those big New York executive homes, and they tell their friends, oh, this the River Valley, that's a nice place to move to, and it is.
30 seconds. So is this, you like doing your job? Do you have broader political ambitions? And
too soon to say on that one. Okay. I do enjoy my job. You know, there are days that I pull my hair out, but...
The hair looks pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. I do need a haircut. I always need a haircut. But, no, I think, you know, you want to leave the town in a better place than what you got in it. And that's my goal, is to just make it better, however that is, and kind of fit it to the how the town's grown and developed. It's changed a lot.
It's funny. I know people with the same spelling. Some say Kuchar, Kuchar.
I've heard it every single way.
So I'm just going to say Eric, first selectman here in Killingwood. Thanks for coming down early this morning. This place is great.
Yeah.
Jen is great, and you can tell everyone sort of knows each other. So we appreciate the time.
No, not a problem. Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.